what planting decisions on most of our farmers' minds, Dr. Bill Robertson, manager of agronomy, soils, and physiology for the National Cotton Council, joins us to talk about the benefits of the Advancing Cotton Education Program.
As we get into the production season, you know, variety selection is really probably one of our most important and probably most difficult decision. But regardless of how well we do in terms of choosing a variety, if we can't get a stand, then that really starts the season off wrong. And, you know, the first 40 days is so critical in cotton production of getting the right stand, getting the plant population you want, looking at early season, pest control. The whole gamut is really important in terms of getting the season off to a good start. And that's where Advancing Cotton Education website is really come in to kind of give us one place to go to look at all the different state recommendations.
Robertson explains what the resources contain and how they were developed.
There are a number of resources that are on there that have been developed by extension specialists from across the Cotton Belt. A lot of this is supported through Cotton Foundation projects. But really, you know, when to plant and what specifically can we do for early season pest control. And we get into the unfortunate situation where we have to replant. Also has some guidelines for replanting. When we look at different resources that are out there, eExtension is certainly one of those. Cotton Focus is a new one that's put together through Cotton Incorporated, but there's slide sets that they have on different issues that are timely throughout the whole season. The thing I really like about that, you can go into individual slides and really drill down to the meat of what they have in their presentations.
The program can easily be accessed by visiting cotton.org.
And really the easiest way to get to is the icons that are on the right side of the screen. Scroll down to the ACE program and click on that, and it'll take you directly to the ACE program website.
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.